going to be an anointed call. I cannot wait till Pastor Chuck gets on and to hear the word, because I tell you, God is moving right now. God is moving. Good morning. I heard some more family members chime in. Please share your name and where you're calling from this morning. Well, amen. God bless you. We thank you for coming on the call this morning. And just like the testimony shared, God is able. Amen.
We're live, Minister LaShawn.
Amen. Yes, it is, Minister LaShawn. Are you there, Minister LaShawn?
Praise God, praise God. We have just, we're in the telecommunication sanctuary, and my name is Bonita Case, and I just want to welcome everybody to the Master's Call. I'm just going to go ahead and open this up in prayer. Since
hey, Minister Bonita, oh, you got it? Okay.
We're going to open this up in prayer, and we're going to move forward. So, yes, like Minister LaShawn just said, we're excited to hear the word that's going to come from Pastor Chuck. Like I said, my name is Bonita Cates, and I will be your host this morning, and we're just going to silence our mind and our spirit so that we can hear the word. Good morning, Father God. We just thank you this morning. We thank you just for the breath that you gave us, Father. We thank you for the idea that you put in our heart to get on this Master's Call, Father, so that we can get fed by the mighty man of God that you have placed in his spirit to give us a word that's going to get us through this day, Father. We do appreciate everything that you have done for us. We know that you are the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, and that you see all, Father, that you have us under your wing, Father, and we so appreciate that. We don't take it lightly. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts, our just dimples, and she brings such joy to us, the ambassador of Artists International, and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. This platform, this telecommunication sanctuary where we can get on the call, we appreciate that you seated that in their spirit, Father. We just want to make sure you cover the Des De Leon family, the family that founded Artists International, a health and wellness company that could see us through, and we're able to be ministers in the marketplace and help others with their challenges and physical bodies, Father, because we know that the spiritual body is covered by you. Father God, we know that you are going to have this call cleared and there will be no interruption so that any evil or negative spirit is not going to have any place on this call. So just relax. If you want, you can take a seat in the telecommunication sanctuary and hear the word that's going to come forth. But otherwise, there will be no interruption. We cover this prayer. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, family. We just so appreciate that you took out the time this morning to sit down in the telecommunication sanctuary and get a word. I want to thank Minister Kai for just doing what she does. Yes, she does. She's always standing in, and we just appreciate that, sister, that she initially opened us up, and our awesome, awesome woman of God, our Minister LaShawn out of Delaware via New York, as she will always tell you. We so appreciate these mighty women of God. But guess what? If you want to do what they're doing, just, you know what, stop sitting around. Stop saying, I think I could do that. Yes, you can. I heard Durham. I heard Indiana. I heard Florida. I heard California. I heard Texas. You can get on board with us and be one of the sisters. Be a minister in the marketplace. Don't sit around waiting any longer. Time waits for no one. Just send an email. And I tell you what, you heard our minister, Robin, and she will give back to you. So send the email to the Master's Call. I'm sorry, since we have new information, just bear with me. It's info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. Send an email. Send it there. And Minister Robin will definitely get back to you. Come on. This is March, April. We're in spring, you guys. Wherever you are geographically located, at about noon or 1 o'clock, we have sprung forward. So we are now in spring. It's a new season. Start something new. Join the master's call. Well, since I'm there, let's say this. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, also send it to that email, and we will definitely get back to you on that. Also, the website is themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. There you can download 24/7, 7 days a week, wherever you are at. If something you want to hear a word, go to that website, download something there that will feed your spirit at that moment, okay? So those are two new forms of information that you're going to want to make sure you write that down. I want to make sure we tell you that we are here to pray. As we just opened up the call, we are here to pray. We stand on that foundation, Psalms 88:13. But to you, I cry out in the morning, and my prayer comes before you. As you see, the scripture that we stand on is all about praying, because those two awesome women, like I told you, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, are adamant about us keeping this call founded on prayer. Because they founded this call and started it October 25, 2010. So we are celebrating almost 3.5 years, so we're looking forward to the celebration that's going to come forward, but we just so appreciate those women. Let me make sure I get all of this out of the way, because you heard Minister LaShawn say that we have a treat for you today, and this man of God is going to bring it as he always does. This call you have, so let's be a minister in the marketplace. We're going to wait for you to sign up, but share this number, 712-432-0075, and it's the same pin, 957-677-pound. We share that number with three people today. Be a minister in the marketplace. Be proactive. Give that number to three people. After we hear the word, I'm going to give you the playback, because I know that you're going to want to play back what this man is going to bring forward, this man of God. After this call is the ambassador's call, because it's Wednesday. And Wednesday is when we have the ambassador's call at 530-881-1300, and the pin is 539-598-pounds. So you're going to hear Dr. PK on that call, because she ministers on that call, and she brings forth some awesome, awesome ministers and some awesome, awesome information on Wednesdays. Every Wednesday, Dr. PK manages that call, so get ready to go to that call immediately after this one. Okay, my time is about up, because I want to make sure I give this gentleman the ample amount of time that he needs to give us the word. You heard Minister LaShawn say Pastor Chuck Brown, and I'm going to say it too. Yes, Pastor Chuck Brown. He's a senior minister out of New Orleans, the Kingdom Builders Family Workshop Center, and he is married to an awesome woman, Marcia Brown, and they have two children. Yes, Pastor, I got two children, a son and a daughter, and his son is very active. I see him a lot on Facebook doing his thing on the basketball court, and just an awesome man. He is a family man. He's a husband. He's a pastor. He is an author. He is a maestro. He is doing some awesome things in the kingdom. And we are always excited to hear what he has to say. I want to tell you, when I first started listening to the Master's Talk, that gentleman moved me to action. I had the opportunity to personally meet him at an artist event in Las Vegas. So I'm going to tell you that you need to get ready, get a pen, not a pen and paper out, because you're going to want to take some copious notes. And you're going to want to come back and listen to it again and again and again, because he brings it every time. I have the awesome pleasure to welcome to our telecommunications sanctuary the one, the only, Pastor Chuck Brown. And it's all yours, sir.
Good morning. Wow, good morning, sweetheart. I bless the Lord for you and a gracious introduction, and for all the people of God who are on this line this morning. Dr. PK and Pastor Vanessa, these wonderful visionaries who allowed God to use them in bringing forth this call that is touching the lives of so many. I appreciate all of you, and I want to get right into what the Lord has given to me to share with you this morning. Psalm 42. I want to go there, and we're going to read it out of the New Living Translation, and I believe, again, this is just going to touch your life in ways that will just inspire you to just do some things that may have been uncomfortable before. But before I get into that, I do want to announce, and you've heard people talk about this book throughout the months, and I want to just explain what happened with the death of the desperate woman. God has blessed me to write this book to empower women to know who they are, to understand that they are a gift from God. And unfortunately, the publishing company that I was once signed to, the owner of that company died, yet I was still under contract. Long story short, we're ready to go again. We have a revised edition of this wonderful life-changing book. And you can go and order your book today at infiniteviz.org. infiniteviz group, group, .com, and that book will change your life. You can pre-order it. The official release date is April 15th, but you don't have to wait until then. You will actually, those who want the e-book can have it April 15th. The others who order the physical copies, you will have it shipped out on April 15th, but you can go there and see all of the information there, and I won't take up time talking about that just now. But you can go ahead and order your book today and watch what God will do for you and those who sharing this information with you. Okay, Psalm 42, verse 1. As the deer longs for streams of water, so I long for you, O God. I thirst for God, the living God. When can I go and stand before him? Day and night I have only tears for food, while my enemies continually taunt me, saying, where is this God of yours? My heart is breaking as I remember how it used to be. I walked among the crowds of worshipers, leading a great procession to the house of God, singing for joy and giving thanks amid the sound of a great celebration. Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God. Now I am deeply discouraged, but I will remember you, even from the distant Mount Hermon, the source of the Jordan, from the Mount of from the land of Mount Mizar. I hear the tumult of the raging seas as your waves and surging tides sweep over me. But each day the Lord pours his unfailing love upon me, and through each night I sing his songs, praying to God who gives me life. O God, my rock, I cry, why have you forgotten me? Why must I wander around in grief, oppressed by my enemies? Their taunts break my bones. They scoff at me. Where is this God of yours? Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God. I want to minister this morning from this subject. Praise him again. Praise him again. We see it in verse 5 and verse 11 of the New Living Translation. Praise him again. This subject is near and dear to my heart because it's near and dear to the heartbeat of God. The subject of praise is something that that people are really familiar with. And I just want to encourage you this morning that no matter what the enemy has brought you away, no matter what you've gone through, no matter how hard and difficult life has been, you have to learn how to not allow the enemy to steal your praise, but to praise the Lord again. And when you're going through the next time, praise him again. And when things seem like they're not working out, praise him again. We serve a living God. We serve a God that is alive. He's vibrant. He's not contained in a statue or some relic. He is the God that raised Jesus from the dead. He is the God who woke us up this morning and started us on our way. And so when we wake up every morning, the first thing that should be on our lips is a praise. Lord, I thank you for giving me this opportunity to live out your word, to live out my purpose, to walk towards my destiny. And so we should be ready to not only when we get on this call to receive a word from the Lord, but also to get our praise on. It's time to praise again. And I want to get right into this teaching on this morning. Number one, praise allows me to express my dependency on the Lord. Praise allows me to express my dependency on the Lord. The writer of this particular psalm strums out a tune that sets the tone for the psalm. All psalms are sung, all right? And that's why you hear so many of these verses in the book of Psalms sung by gospel and Christian artists, because these verses were meant to be sung. He begins by saying that, I can't live without you, God. I can't live without you, God. It's right there in the verse. Just like I can't live without water, God, I cannot live without you. Just like I would die if I didn't have any water in my body. God, I wouldn't make it if I didn't have you in my life. So I have decided to long for you as a deer does water. I recognize that if I don't get you, I will die of thirst. So I will do anything I have to have you in my life. Maybe that's the problem right there. Too many of us don't recognize that the only reason we've made it this far was because of the Lord. Yeah, I know you have your fancy degree and you've been certified and you have this wonderful license and your experience, but without the Lord allowing you to breathe in this air, you would be nothing. Without the Lord allowing you to wake up each day, you wouldn't even be able to go on this job that you love so much. Without the Lord keeping your mind sane and keeping your body from falling apart, you would be nothing. I wonder if we're in church right now, if I could get a whole bunch of folk to shout out, Lord, I need you. And I don't just want you, I need you. I need you to make it through this week. I need you to make it through this season. I need you to keep me on track. I need your mercy. I need your grace. I need your love. Y'all can have the TV. I need the Lord. Y'all can have the conveniences of life. I need the Lord. I depend on him. I'm dependent on him and never independent of him. With him, I can do all things, and without him, I can do nothing. Praise allows me the opportunity to tell the Lord, just like the deer pants, desires, and needs the water from the brook, God, I know I need you in my life. If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I really don't know where I'd be. I know people use these verses and have turned them into cliches, but I'm serious. I don't know where I would be right now if the Lord hadn't snatched me when I was going astray. If he hadn't snatched me out of the club and off the street corners, if he hadn't snatched me out of drug dealing and doing all of these things that would have messed up my entire destiny, oh, God, I don't know where I would be right now. I'm so grateful. So I have to, praise allows me the opportunity to remind myself to express my dependency, oh God. God, I just can't. I don't know what I would be without you, so I'm glad that you are in my life. The second thing that praise does is interesting. It allows me to remember how good it feels to rejoice with other believers. It allows me to remember how good it feels to rejoice with other believers. And in verses 3 and 4, you'll see that it says, day and night I've only tears for food while my enemies continually taunt me, saying, where is this God of yours? My heart is breaking as I remember how it used to be. I walked among the crowds of worshipers, leading a great procession to the house of God, singing for joy and giving thanks amid the sound of a great celebration. Check this out. Whoever this psalmist is has been going through something for real. Anytime you're feasting on your tears, and King James calls it, he had meat. His tears were his meat. You're going through something. I'm talking about issues that affect you every day, things that bother you all day long, concerns that consume you, worries that weigh on you, burdens that set you back. What I've discovered is this. The devil always wants your trouble to be at the forefront of your mind. That's why he keeps the same stuff coming up over and over again. He wants your memories to be full of those things that will keep you from moving forward in God. So he'll continually rehash your failures and your breakdowns and your breakups, and he'll rehash your problems and your bondage and your past and your history. He knows that we cannot move forward looking back. But here the writer says that he remembered not how bad things were, but how good God is. But it's interesting to note exactly what he states. He remembered when he was the one giving God glory, lifting up his name, raising the roof off the church. He was one among many going into church to give God what was due him. Wait, you can't be part of the crowd if you ain't in the crowd. That's why, you know, hey, I'm a pastor, man, and I know what God says about our attendance. That's why your attendance to church should be a priority in your life. Yes, you can praise God by yourself, but I'm telling you that there ain't nothing like praising God with other believers. That's why I can't miss service, because I'm missing out on the strength of corporate praise. One can chase 1,000, but two can put 10,000 to flight. Yeah, I can praise God by myself, but David said, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name, not by myself, but together. See, when I praise God by myself and I get tired or discouraged, it only allows me to do so much. But oh, when I get around other believers, I can't explain it, but your praise encourages me. Your praise pushes me. Looking at others praise God with all the hell that they're going through helps me while I'm going through. Watching you pour out your heart to him, although you're overwhelmed, gives me strength. So when I praise God in a corporate setting, I'm not just praising for myself. I'm praising God for you and you and the, yes, you, sister, that's on the phone. Yes, you, brother, that's on this line. I'm praising God for your issues and your problems and your deliverance. Don't look at me funny. Praise him with me. The psalmist goes on and says that there was a great celebration going on, and it's so important that we understand that every time we come together, there should be a great celebration. It doesn't matter what you're going through, we should still have a great celebration. I'm talking about folk, you know, we have people of all reformations on this line, but man, one thing that we should be solid and unified about is the fact that we should have a celebration when we're coming to God. That's what hallelujah means. Celebrate, yeah, God. Celebrate the one and living God, the only one who can do everything that you can't do for yourself. Oh, God, if it means I'm jumping up and down, if it means I'm dancing in the spirit, I'm getting out of myself and giving God my best celebratory praise. And what has happened is we've gotten so modern and contemporary until we've lost the essence of the power of God. I remember as a kid, I grew up Pentecostal church, Church of God in Christ. But as a kid, man, listen, we embraced the baptism and the indwelling and gifts of the Spirit of God. And what happened was there was so much power in those churches. They were small. They didn't have all of the conveniences of the churches that we have today. They didn't have air conditioning. In fact, we had our air conditioning was a fan with Martin Luther King on one side and a funeral home on the other side. But there was so much power in the midst of the congregation, and it was because these people poured out of themselves before the Lord and said, Lord, look, I don't care leaky roof and all, I'm still going to give you glory. God, creaky floors and all, I'm still going to give you glory. Organ don't have all of the keys on it. The drum heads are broken. The tambourines don't have all of the cymbals, God, but that won't stop me from giving you my best praise. You have to be willing and open to allow the Spirit of God to flow through you. Most of us don't know what other people are going through, but when it comes to celebrating God, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because the celebration invokes the impartation, which gives way to the demonstration of the Holy Spirit. And so every time we come together, it should be a celebration. It should be something that allows folk to come in and feel the presence of God. Let me calm down, man, and go to verse point three. Here's point number three. When everything around you says to complain, praise again. When everything around you says to complain, praise again. Let me help you with this. Let me give you the formula for overcoming depression, overcoming sadness and disappointment and so forth, because I hope y'all understand that Christians do get discouraged, yes? Saints of God do get depressed. Man, when you're dealing with the loss of significant loved ones, when you're dealing with the loss of jobs, that will affect you. You're human. It will affect you. But when this writer said he was discouraged and sad, he did two things. He put his hope in God, and he praised again. He put his hope in God because he realized that the only place you can put your hope in and not be let down is in God. Don't put your hope in man. Man will let you down even when he doesn't mean to. Even those you trust, who you trust can and will let you down from time to time. Best friends will disappoint you. You have to hope in God. To hope in is to put your expectation in. I hope in God because I expect him to move for me. I hope in God because I expect him to see me through. I hope in God because I expect him to bring me out. I hope in God because I expect him to help me and free me and deliver me. Then the psalmist says here in verse 5 and also in verse 11 that he would praise again. Something about that stirred up a fire within me. My heart is heavy, but I'll praise again. My countenance is sad, but I'll praise again. What I realize is that the devil, through all the trials he sends our way, is trying to steal our praise. He wants to sift with our faith, and he wants to steal our praise. Why would he want to take away your praise? Why does he want to keep you from lifting your hands and opening up your mouth and clapping and shouting? It's because he recognizes that the easiest way to overcome depression is to praise God in it. The easiest way to overcome discouragement is to praise God while you're discouraged. The only way to go against and overcome sadness and deal with grief is to praise God while you're going through it. I have to be honest here. I can't give you a reason why. I just know that it's true. It's kind of like gravity. I can't really explain how it works, but I know the reason we're not floating off this planet is because of gravity. In the same way, I can't explain why praise actually lifts your heart. Well, you know what? I just know it does. I do know why. It has to do with what praise really is. Praise means to give recognition to someone who is worthy. It means to give thanks to another for something that they've done for you. Is God worthy of your praise? Is he worthy of the praise, whatever praise you give to him? Has he done anything for you? Not only does praise recognize the feats of God, hear this, it recognizes the ability of God. It doesn't just recognize the feats of God, it recognizes the ability of God. It is an expression of faith. So when I'm down and I tap into praise and I tap into to worship, what happens is I'm giving God thanks in advance for something I need. I'm giving him an advance on what I have not yet received, sort of like getting an advance on your job. You haven't done the work yet, but they pay you before you do. Praise is a pay before you do kind of thing. God, I don't feel well, but here I am. I'm going to praise you for healing me before I even feel better. I'm in a serious bind, but God, I'm going to praise you even before it's worked out. I'm giving God praise for something that has not yet manifested, but I know it's on its way. I'm no longer worried about it. I'm not tripping about it. I'm not stressed out about it. I'm giving it all to God. I wish you would understand that there is a release in your praise. But Pastor Chuck, I've already praised God and didn't see any change. Well, praise again. Pastor, I'm still sick. Well, praise again. I'm still struggling. I'm still worried. I'm still weighed down. Praise him again. I'm still going through it bad. I'm still hurting and broken over a broken heart. Praise again and again and again. And when you get tired, praise again. When you're going through, praise him. And when you come up, praise him again. Don't allow the enemy to keep your mouth shut. Don't let him keep your arms down. And don't let him keep your hands from clapping. Praise again. Praise again. I'm trying to encourage somebody this morning who was at the point of giving up. God said, praise me again and watch what will happen. I know you praised the first time, but don't stop praising him. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. I bless him at all times. It's important that we always keep a praise in my mouth, and when the enemy is trying to take it, praise him again. I know this is not the typical message that I will teach on, but I just felt in my spirit that someone needed to be admonished. Don't give up. Praise again. Don't give in. Praise again. Don't worry about the stress. Praise again. Don't worry about the burdens. Praise him again. God bless you. I pray that it was a blessing to you. We love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. I'm turning the call back over to my dear sisters.
Thank you so much, Pastor Chuck, for that word. Would you please stick around for the benediction? I told you, family, I told you. Praise him again. I'm just going to turn this call over to my awesome sister, Minister Brenda, for our prayers.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, sister.
Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. We glorify you, Father, for this day that you've given us to praise your holy and righteous name. We thank you, Father, for that on-time word that we receive from Pastor Chuck, oh God, that we will praise you, we will bless you, because we need you, Lord. We need you every hour, and we thank you, Father, for the awesome opportunity to glorify your holy and righteous name. Father, we lift up all that are hurting this morning because we realize, Father, that you are Jehovah Jireh, our great provider. And we thank you, Father, for providing for those, Lord, that are in need. We don't know who all they are, Lord, but you know, and we thank you, Father, for doing the work, not by might, it's not by their power, but it's by the Spirit of the true and living God. We thank you, Father, for providing the great Lviv for Trey Sampson and his family, Lord God, as he's be strengthened day by day. We thank you, Father, and we glorify you, Father, for your anointing on all the ministers on this call, Lord God, using them and providing for them everything that they need as they minister to the marketplace, Lord God. We glorify you, Father, for being Jehovah Nisi, our great banner, Lord God. We thank you for being a hover over all the families, the bereaved families, Lord God. And we especially lift up the Pendergrass family and the Wilson family, Lord God. Robbins family, we thank you for keeping them and protecting them and healing them, Lord God, comforting them in every way, Father. And we know, Lord God, that you will get the praise and the glory for it, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for the family of co-pastor Lavona Lewis, Lord, whose mother went home to be with the Lord. We ask that you strengthen her and her family, Lord. Keep them in perfect peace. Comfort them like never before. We glorify you, Lord, for doing it, putting your arms around them. Oh, Father, we glorify you, Father, that she's home with you, Lord God. And we thank you, Father, for doing a work through that family in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for being Jehovah Rohi, our shepherd. And, Lord, we asking you, Lord, to shepherd over our co-founders, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, as they travel today, oh God. We thank you, Father, for protecting them, keeping them in every way. Lord, putting your angels around their vehicle, their modes of transportation. We thank you, Father, for being with them and that they will have peace above all, Lord God, that they will have joy like never before as they travel together, Lord, in unity to glorify your holy and righteous name. We thank you, Father, for being Jehovah Rapha, our great healer. And we thank you, Father, for what you've done in Joni's life and all those that have been sick, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that you're protecting them, you're strengthening them, you're keeping them in every way. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, that have healed all, Lord God. And we declare it, we proclaim it, and we receive it in the blessed name of Jesus. We praise your holy, righteous name for all that you do, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do in everybody's lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah and amen.
Thank you, Minister Brenda. I just want to make sure I thank Minister Kai for just seating us and greeting us and covering her sister, Minister LaShawn, and for continuing on. And we just want to make sure we just, my goodness, Pastor Chuck, you are just an anointed man. Take these two numbers down. This is the replay, 712-432-1085. Use the same pin, 957-677-TOWN. You're going to want to listen to Pastor Chuck again and again and again today as you praise him again. And right after this call is our super fantastic, healthy woman, Dr. PK, doing the Wednesday night and Wednesday morning ambassadors call, and that's 530-881-1300, and it's 539-598-POUND. That's the access code. Again, my name is Bonita Cates, and we welcome you in our telecommunications sanctuary. Just be that minister in the marketplace. Pastor Chuck, please come back.
Amen. God bless you. Father, we're grateful for all that we received on this day, and we tap into and believe with our brothers and sisters in Christ that the petitions, the intercession that was lifted up on their behalf will be received by you, O God, and they will receive manifestation in their lives. Bless us as we go throughout this day. Allow this to be the absolute very best day that we've ever experienced. Allow doors to be opened that we weren't expecting. Allow your favor to be poured out into our lives, even that which we don't deserve, O God. We're grateful for it. Keep us in your care. Cover us with your love. Those who are traveling to work and traveling from work, protect them, O God, and cover us with your grace. And we give you the glory, O God, that this will be just a wonderful, wonderful day for us. We lift up our sister, O God, and the loss of her mother. Comfort that family, O God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless each of you.